Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Should the public be allowed to object to traveller accommodation in their area? According to a new report, absolutely not. Settled residents should lose the right to object to traveller accommodation, and council chiefs should be encouraged to use emergency powers to force through traveller housing plans. These are among the radical recommendations aimed at breaking the logjam in the delivery of traveller housing contained in an expert report published today. But should we build a load of houses for them down there in Tipperary and they don't even want them? Anyway, the Traveller Accommodation Expert Review commissioned by the Minister of State, Damien English, calls for a new National Traveller Accommodation Authority to replace the current National Consultative Body. In other words, let's spend money on another group. This new body would be empowered to oversee local authorities' delivery of traveller accommodation and report those failing to the Office of the Planning Regulator. And the review says that the consultative committees currently in place at the local level to plan traveller accommodation should be disbanded and replaced with a more powerful policy-making committee. In other words, let's get rid of the heap of people that we have and we're paying too much to, and let's get a load more people that we can pay even more money to. And controversial anti-trespass legislation widely used by local authorities to evict travellers from publicly owned land should be repealed. Addressing the Oireachtas Housing Committee, he said he wanted to make whatever changes are necessary to accelerate delivery of traveller accommodation, adding he would consider removing the function of deciding the location of traveller accommodation from local authorities, i.e. you wouldn't be able to object to it anymore. So, I want to know today if you agree with this report. Do you think residents should be allowed to object to traveller accommodation or not? A lot of people are going to say, well, yeah, no, because it's not fair. The travellers have to live somewhere, you know. You know if they put in planning for, say, a halting site in Malahide or Portmarnock or up off the Merrion Road or Docky or Killiney or some of the more affluent, leafy suburbs, you could be damn sure it'll never get built. It won't get built because the locals will object to it. They will, because they'll say it'll devalue the area, it'll increase antisocial behaviour. These are the things they will say in their objections. And some evidence, I suppose, there is evidence there that is the case, that it does devalue houses in the area. And that maybe the antisocial behaviour does go up or has gone up in some areas. Maybe there is evidence to suggest that. But do you have the right to object? They always end up putting the traveller accommodation in areas where people tend not to object. So, should we do away with the local authorities' involvement? That's according to the Oireachtas Committee. Should we do away with their involvement altogether? Do you think residents in an area should be allowed to object to traveller accommodation on those basis, on those grounds? Now, you obviously still could, object on the grounds that there is no infrastructure in the area or something like that. But not on the grounds it's going to devalue your area or increase antisocial behaviour or silly little things that you believe. The council might believe are silly, or the travellers believe are silly, but you believe are serious. Let me know, should you be allowed to object? And would you object? So let me give you a hypothetical situation. I want you to be honest. Let's take a little vote here, okay? You live in a nice area, housing estate. There's a green field across the road from your house. You get a letter in the door, local authority, just letting you know, we're building a halting site across the road, a traveller accommodation for 10 caravans or for 10 fixed units across the road for traveller accommodation. Are you going to object to it? Even though you don't know who's going to move into it, are you going to object to it? Yes, you would object, or no. Live and let live, sure. Let's get at it. Let me know what you're going to do. Would you object? I want you to text or WhatsApp, and let's get involved in this poll vote now. 087-188-0008. It's free to text or WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. Yes or no, would you object? Andy?
Yeah.
Would you object?
No.
Would you not?
No.
Well, you're probably unusual, I would be honest with you, because I'm going to have a look at the poll vote in a second, but I'm going to be guessing it'll probably be 80 or 90% are going to say yes, they would object.
Yeah, but listen, we have a thing in Ireland that Limerick people hate Kerry people, marry somebody from the next townland. We've had that. But listen, the basic part of it that troubles me, if you want to put it this way, would be taking a right to object from anyone at any stage, from one section of society, to the benefit of somebody who's supposed to be in that same society makes no sense to me. It would mean that very quickly.
Well, travellers are an ethnic minority now.
Yes, they are, and but they are not non-Irish. They are Irish. They are part of our actual society.
Yeah, but they're still an ethnic minority, so there's different rules.
Yeah, that's fine. And somebody who comes here from another country is a minority, but once they're an Irish citizen, they're Irish. We have to cop ourselves on that it's not a them and us situation. It's they're part of us. Now, I have neighbours who do
I'm just telling you, you can't do it. I'm saying he can do it because what he can do is remove the planning for traveller accommodation from the local authorities, and that won't give you the option to.
But here's a problem. I object to that for a simple. I object to the idea of taking a right off one section of society. Okay, the objections should still be allowed there. But the thing is, the kind of objection you're talking about, I don't like them objections, whatever have you. They should be seen for what they are. Bypassed. Now, if there's a genuine, real reason for not having something, then, like any society, we should look at that. And the next step after that is, would you turn around and say to somebody, well, look, we're going to build a factory here that's going to dispose of tyres. Yeah, there'll be a lot of smoke and dust and whatever have you, but look, you haven't got the right to object. We'd go up in arms over that. So, I mean, the simple fact of the matter is, we actually have a system. It's not working really well at the moment. That is absolutely true. He's right on that. It's not working well at the moment because people have a natural tendency to be afraid of what they don't know. My neighbours don't all think like I do. They don't all vote the same political way I do. They don't have the same religious beliefs as I do. But I'm able to see them in a certain light. And I'll tell you, I have spent time with people from the travelling community, and I would be very straight and tell you they are completely different in thought to an awful lot of us. Partly because the way they're treated by us, partly, okay? And I will tell you straight up, they have a great sense of humour, and if you speak properly to people from the itinerant background, and you explain yourself correctly, and by that I mean without prejudice, and you get into a conversation, get to know them, you could not find nicer or more decent people.
Absolutely.
There are scumbags, and there are people who are trouble, the same way there is in our community.
But the problem is, and it would be fair to say, when we look at the prison population, there's a disproportionate amount of scumbags, right? Mm. I'm not saying the majority of travellers are wonderful people, good people, but there is a disproportionate amount of criminality.
I disagree with that, Noel.
But you can't disagree with it, because it's a statement of fact.
Yeah, but hang on, it's a statement of fact that in America there are more black people in prison than there are white people, and we know now that that's because in the judicial system they're not looked upon favourably.
Are you telling me that the judicial system is just being unfair, targeting drivers?
I've seen a settled person with 93 counts, get told he was basically going to get probation, and somebody in the travelling community who's on their second time doing something gets sent to prison. It doesn't equate. It is not equal because of our view. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't people in there, but what I'm saying to you is if you're going to measure it by punishment, you have to take into account who you're punishing.
But look, you look at the prison population in the Doka Centre, 25% of the Doka Centre female prisoners are members of the travelling community. 5%, as far as I can remember, don't quote me correctly on that, it could be 4.5% or 5% of the male population in prison are members of the travelling community. When you take into consideration there's only 35,000 or 38,000 travellers in the country, that's a disproportionate amount of people.
It is indeed. And I would say that is one of the big indicators in my mind. You won't agree, but to me, that's an indicator in my mind that we're failing these people. That's what I see from that. I know that.
I would agree with that. I would absolutely say in some circumstances we are. But when you take away the right for somebody to object on the grounds that, for example, if I have a nice house and I have a mortgage and there's a green field across the road and they build, you know, I don't know, accommodation for 10 houses or fixed units or 10 caravans or whatever it happens to be, right? That is going to devalue my home. And that's the bottom line. And whether you believe that's discrimination or not, because the people who come to view it when I go to sell it, maybe they don't like travellers. It doesn't matter how we look at it. It will devalue the home, and any estate agent will tell you that. So on those grounds, do those people not have any rights?
Yeah, but values recover over time, and that's a short-term thing. I mean, let's be honest.
I don't believe it's a short-term thing.
In 2008, our whole country devalued, and you know, I mean, was there that much of a problem? Because right now, it's almost coming back up to where it was. So I think that's a spurious thing. The real problem here is, and let's call a spade a spade, we have a fundamental problem with how we view the travelling community. And I don't think it helps by taking our right to express ourselves in that way away. Doesn't help them, it doesn't help us. What will help is if we actually have a system put in place where we are able to discern which are reasonable and proper facts to go on. You know, this idea of emotion, of, oh, I don't like this, or I don't like that, or it might affect my house, or my forget that. Look at the actual real situation and see how do we actually accommodate and get these people to actually be involved in the Irish society, which, listen, they're going to be here anyway. So is it not better to have...
Well, no, nobody is suggesting everybody needs somewhere to live. And by the way, just to correct my own figures, well, I was taking it from the Irish Prison Service, which I remember we got those figures about a year ago. But Richie says the travellers only account for 0.6% of the overall population, and that was 38,000 as far as I know. Yet they account for 22% of the female prisons, which is almost a quarter of the female prisons, and 15% of the male prison population. This is a quote from the Travellers Advocacy Group, Travellers in Prison Initiative. And he also says, we can't disregard statistics simply because they're distasteful. 0.6% of the population, overall population, but 20% of the prison population is disproportionate. Why would anyone invite this element into their community?
So, and we would say the same thing. If you look at those facts and those figures, I guarantee you, if you went into socioeconomics and said, people from certain areas which are disadvantaged, what's the percentage that you'll find that percentage is higher. You will find that people from the areas
and I agree with you. There are areas of Dublin where you have a higher rate of social problems and you have a rate of crime. But in saying that, that's your choice to move there if you want to.
Yes, I understand that. But
that's a different situation.
People from Port Marnock will not get sent to prison the same way as somebody from a halting site will for exactly the same thing. So in other words, if you're caught driving without insurance for whatever reason, I guarantee if you're from Port Marnock, you're not going to jail. If you're from a halting site, there's a chance you will.
And I don't necessarily believe that, to be honest with you. But we'll argue with that in a few minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on. I have to take a break anyway. I want to come to Jack as well. The question I'm asking you is, do you believe you should have a right to object to travellers moving into the area? Well, according to Damien English, he's calling for a new Traveller Accommodation Authority to replace the current National Consultative Body, which would do away with the opposition to planning for travellers in the area, because they need an initiative, because there's not enough delivery of traveller housing. And that comes in a report today. So I want to ask you, do you believe you should have the right? Okay, I asked a simple question there about 20 minutes ago. And the question I asked was, would you object to travellers or, say, accommodation for 10 fixed units or caravans or whatever it is in a halting site in your area? And I'm looking here, 92% of people so far have said they would object. What more can I say? That's the way people feel. I can't change the way people feel. The rest, obviously, like Andy, wouldn't object. Unless they had a genuine objection in relation to infrastructure, wherever it happens to be. Let me know what you think of this. Would you object? The number is 087-188-0008. And do you believe you have the right to object? Let me go to Jack. Jack, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jack?
How are you getting on? You well?
Good. Well, I mean, you've listened to a fairly good argument there by Andy. Like, if everybody objected, sure, travellers would have nowhere to live.
Well, first and foremost, I don't believe Anthony made a good argument at all.
Right, First of all,
right, the very idea that travellers were given ethnic minority was a complete farce. Travelling people are no different to Irish people. They are Irish people and they're no different genetically.
But they have a different culture.
They have a different culture now, and the only reason is that when Oliver Cromwell came over here, he disrupted... He ran 130,000 people off their land. When they came over, they took land upon land. A lot of the people were driven out from parts of Ireland because they had the land. A lot of them went back, got settled in other places. But a huge minority of people didn't get land. And since that time, they have become, how would you say, nomads. And for hundreds of years, they had to live by their wits, and unfortunately for the poor people that didn't have land, they had to beg, they had to steal, they had to do whatever they had to survive. That way of life had continued for a long, long time. And the people were the exact same. The very notion by giving them specific traveller accommodation is the very idea of saying you're different to us. They shouldn't be allowed any special privileges other than the ordinary civilian that everyone else is. They get a house, an ordinary house, and whatever to live with people and reintegrate them back into.
Well, that was the Charlie Haughey approach, wasn't it? He basically wanted travellers not to travel anymore and to integrate into the settled community and basically to eradicate their culture. That's what Charlie Haughey was more or less suggesting at the time.
Well, they don't want to say that they can't have their culture, their way of life and all that. But at the end of the day, if you want to travel around and you want to keep horses and livestock, like the rest of the country, you have to buy your own land, you have to do it the right way and move around and whatever you do, get your camper van or your caravan. There's no problem with that. But the whole idea of giving them hot sites is the very idea of saying you're different. That doesn't work. That doesn't work because
Jack, they want to be different.
Of course they do, because if you turn, there's a lot of people out there that want to be different because they go, well, we want to be treated different. If we're an ethnic minority, you're on the boat, you're on the golden ship there. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing to prove. You could turn around, Niall, and walk into the social services, and you could turn around and say, how are you getting on? I'm such a fella. Born and bred traveller. No, you're not. How do you know I'm not? I'm saying I am, and I want to write down that I am. Then they're going to say, well, all right, so that's what you say, yeah, that's what you say.
And yeah, I know. There's no blood test to prove it, yeah.
There's programs out there specifically, educational programs specifically for the travelling people that is all government paid to get them back into education, okay, to get them this and get them that. And
leaving that aside, can I ask you a question? Do you own your own home or what's your situation?
I do. I live in the Midlands, yeah. Okay. I have a small farm.
All right, so you have a small farm. And
dry stock, yeah.
Okay, all right. So you get a letter in the post and the council said, listen, you know, we're building accommodation across the road from your farm there for, you know, 20 fixed units for travellers. Are you going to object to it?
Why wouldn't I?
Well, according to Andy, you shouldn't be objecting to it unless you have some sort of experience of the individuals that came there.
Andy doesn't know. That fella doesn't know what he's talking about. There's good, bad and indifferent in every breed of people, whether you're black, brown or white or yellow. It doesn't matter. There's good and bad in everyone. The problem is the government are not, and the law are not doing their job. And that's why if you have people that know how the system works, they're gonna.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the grounds you would be objecting on?
Well, the grounds I would be objecting on is that there's no problem putting a site there. There's no problem putting travellers there, but you ain't putting a haunting site there. Simple as that. Because when you put a haunting site on a place, straight away, you're segregating and discriminating against them people. And they might even want that. They might go, well, that's what we want. That's the way we want to live. We want to live that.
Because they built them houses there. We all know about the houses that Peter Casey's been trying to purchase there recently. Down in Tipperary.
Yeah, but they were bloodier than that time. They wanted land
for horses. I mean, Andy, you see... Okay, Andy, there's a classic example, right? Of having your cake and eating it. So the council in Tipperary decided, right, we'll build these wonderful houses to get the people off the bridge who've been on the bridge for years. We'll build them a wonderful little housing estate. Gorgeous houses. I don't know if you've seen them. They're beautiful houses, Andy. They don't want them. They said they don't want them unless they give them more land for their horses and build them stables. So, I mean, there's a limit to what you can do, Andy.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean... Listen, I have just one question for Jack, and I'd ask him this one question. You've just said there's 92% of people said they would object, okay? When Jack was asked what his objection...
No, I said that.
You said that. And
that's
Jack
on the poll we had today, yes.
Yeah, Jack said, oh, well, you know, they're no different. But can you imagine if 92% of people were against farming, one of our big institutions, didn't like the idea that farmers got a check from Europe or any kind of help whatsoever, thought all of that was 92% of people were against you. Where is your incentive to actually go and try and cooperate with that 92% of people? If we had that objection against somebody who was a refugee or something like that, we'd call them bigots. And all I'm saying is there is limits to what we can do in every part of society. And Jack, if he had listened to me, would have heard me say there's good and bad and all. But we need to take them on an individual basis. And we also need to have an attitude, and it is an attitude we need to have, that until such time as somebody does something wrong to us, we give them the same kind of let's say, opinion as you do for any other person we meet any time of any part of community. And that's the basis of my argument, is that you can't take away the rights of somebody to object simply because of who they're objecting to, but you must look at that objection and it must be based on some sort of reality. And when you asked Jack that question, he didn't actually give a specific answer as to why he would object. And he said they might not like it, whatever. But what would be his personal objection?
I give a very valid...
Specifically, Jack, what would be people, exactly what you'd put?
The very fact that you would put a whole on another, in an area is in itself discriminating against the travelling people by not putting them in sort of house. That was the answer I give, and that is a perfect...
But many of them don't want an actual house. They want somewhere they can put their caravan and have utilities like electricity, sewerage, drainage, fresh water running to their caravan. So they don't well, that's the way they live.
Integrate.
No, well,
but
they
could say the same thing about people living in the country and say, "Oh no, you're better off in the city. It's easier to put everyone together and provide."
I do understand what he's saying, Andy. That the way of life of living in a caravan in a halting site, and look, and we have to be honest, we have seen some of the halting sites around the country, and the state of them is despicable. You know, and you can blame the council all you want and say, "Well, should the council?"
It's nothing to do with the council. Yeah.
They've been doing that for thousands of years.
That doesn't make it right.
They've been doing that for thousands of years, but it doesn't
make it right. And somebody mentions as well, and I actually visited it because I did it for a show many, many years ago up in Dundrum there, up around the Dodder River, where there was a halting site there, and the place was destroyed.
But we don't have a right to tell someone that you need to conform to this view of
Absolutely you do. You have an absolute right to say, okay, we recognise you as an ethnic minority, although some people don't agree with that. We recognise that we need to, you know, find accommodation for you and give you some sort of utility so you can live at the, you know, the side of a road in a halting site. But, you know, you also have to recognise you live in society and you must keep it clean.
But if I turn around and I say to you, Niall, you're now, like, you're same age as me, 10 years from now, I say, Niall, look, sorry, mate, you don't have your kids living at home anymore. You having a three-bedroom house is ridiculous. We're going to move you here. And you say, but I own this house. It's mine. No. You'll be moved to here.
That's not a fair analogy. I'm just picking up on the point that Jack made in relation to, you know, the way people live. Now, Jack objects to the way they live in halting sites. I'm not objecting to that, obviously, because that's their culture, right? But what I'm saying is, if you want to provide for the culture also has to accept that they live in a society where people behave in a certain way. And whether that fits in with the culture or not is completely irrelevant. They must do it.
And if they felt inclusive and if there was an open society that was actually going to be able to accept them, I honestly believe you would see those changes. But if you have 92% of people who don't want you, who won't deal with you, who won't let you in to the society, what is your motive to then actually behave in that society's rules and ways to
Well, hang on both of you a second, because I want to come to Michael and Margaret after the break as well. I have to take a break, guys. Michael and Margaret, I'll be with you straight after the break. Keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Damien English, the Minister for State, is calling for a new National Traveller Accommodation Authority rather than having the Traveller Accommodation having to go through local authority. And also the suggestion is that, you know, they're taking away some sort of right maybe to object to it for silly reasons, they believe. In other words, the reasons people generally object is devaluing housing in the area or antisocial behaviour, whereas you can object, obviously, if there were, I imagine you could still be able to object if there was infrastructural problems. Would you object to travellers moving in your area? Let me know. 087-188-0008. Margaret, you're in Classic Kids. How are you doing, Margaret?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Margaret, I mean, the government now wants to take, I suppose, the power away from local authority and give it to a new organisation called the New National Traveller Accommodation Authority. Because obviously they've had problems that everybody keeps objecting to every time they suggest an area for travellers.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it fair that people object, that the grounds that people object on generally are, you know, a disproportionate amount of crime, antisocial behaviour, or devaluing the area?
But sure, Niall, don't we have that all in society? Don't we have that with settled people, so we do?
Well, somebody mentioned in a text...
travellers always painted with the one bus. We're not all the same, so we aren't.
No, and I would absolutely agree, because somebody texted a minute ago and says, Niall, what about the traveller feud up in Dundalk at the moment? I could equally argue there's a feud in the middle of Dublin between the Kinahans and Hutches, and they're not travellers.
Exactly. Maybe if people it's see us for what we are and give us a chance.
But I suppose what people see is it's a different lifestyle, Margaret, right? And when you...
100% now, I agree with you 100%. It is a different lifestyle and we are very different.
Okay, so not, so but when there's a halt in sight...
Can I finish this?
Yeah, oh, go ahead, go ahead.
We are not the same as settled people, so we aren't. We are travellers, so we are. We are different. We have different cultures, so we are. We have different beliefs, so we do.
Okay, but now there's a huge argument as to whether ethnic status should be given in the first place.
In the middle. That'll never happen. That'll never happen. So, of course, people's going to object to that. Of course, they're going to object to that.
And can you understand why they object?
Can I understand? We're not all the same now. There's good and bad meat, every single one of us.
I agree. Generally, what's your opinion?
We're not all the same. You're on about, with Robertson, this, that, and the other.
No, I didn't say all of them. I didn't say all of them, in fairness. But I said, we've seen it. It is a problem.
It is a problem. I'm not saying that it isn't a problem. But maybe if people went in to traveling people into their sites and talked to them, and a service about with council and things with bins and things like that.
And what about, I mentioned earlier on about the houses that were built down in Tipperary, the famous ones that Peter Casey was always talking about, and he's now, he attempted to buy them there last week. So the travellers were asked to move from the bridge, and they were offered this wonderful housing estate with houses, and they're really nice houses, I wouldn't mind one myself, and they said no, because there isn't enough room for their horses and their ponies.
But that's their culture, Lyle. Can you not understand that?
But and that's fine if that's your culture. But hang on, with respect, Margaret, with respect, I accept that's the culture of the travellers to have horses. But it's not my responsibility as a taxpayer to pay for your culture. I'd like, you know what I mean? I love fast cars. I wouldn't ask you to pay for it for me.
We know that. So we do. That it's now up to the taxpayer to provide for the travellers so that.
Well, they are. That's what they're doing. They're asking the taxpayers to fund it.
Not every single one of them. No, they're not. There's an awful lot of travellers that goes out to work as well.
Okay, we'll stay there a second as well. I want to go to Michael too, because Michael believes travellers get an unfair or get a raw deal. Michael, you're on Classic Hits.
Yeah, we do get a very raw deal, so we do nice.
Okay, stay there, Margaret. Michael, how are you?
How are you, Niall?
Michael, do you believe travellers get a raw deal when it comes to accommodation?
It's not that I believe they get a raw deal. It's the hypocrisy of so-called settled people. It's the arrogance and the kind of stuck-upness of people that gets my goat up.
Yeah, but when you've got... There's been plenty of objections in Dublin recently to traveller accommodation, and normally it's by local residents who just don't want a halt in sight in their area. But can you understand why they don't, Michael? I don't believe people are just making it up.
I grew up on a council estate and there was multiple traveller families in it, so I'm not, they're not a mystery to me. Mm-hmm. It sees affluent, stuck-up...
Do you think it's snobbery?
Absolutely, it's snobbery, yeah.
But there is... I mean... I'm not suggesting, as Margaret rightly said, the majority of travellers are good, decent people.
Can I put in there for 1 second?
Yeah.
It's on a daily basis the travellers are treated like dirt. It's on a daily basis, yeah.
And are you treated like dirt, Margaret?
Oh, yes. On a daily basis, there is racism. Ireland is the most place that people, they're full of racism. Why though? That's what I can't understand.
And when you say you're treated like dirt, what, when you want to book a wedding or a baptismal, or you go into a shop, are you treated differently? Are you watched because
yes,
you're a traveller?
We are travellers. Not everybody goes into the shop and they steal or this, that, and the other. There's plenty all around the country, settled people, that's doing plenty of that.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm not denying that. But the point I was going to make to Michael, and I'll say it to you as well, you can't deny... That even though, and I'll agree with you, the majority of travellers are decent people, but you can't deny there's a disproportionate amount of crime and problems. And I think if the travellers actually address that themselves...
Of course there is. But there's plenty...
But why? Why is it, Margaret?
There's plenty in settlers.
Absolutely, it's disproportionate.
It seems like when a traveller does something, that, Jesus, it's an awful big thing. But if a settled person does it, if a settled person does it, that that it's not such a big thing.
All right. Well, look, sorry, Michael. Michael, you wouldn't object, no? You would have no problem at all if in your area, that you know, you got a letter in the door saying, "Listen, we're building accommodation for, you know, 10 units across the road from there in the green." You wouldn't have a problem with it.
No.
Do you own your house, Michael?
No.
Okay, so you're renting at the moment, are you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, that's a kind of different situation for people who own their houses. They believe, and estate agents will verify this, that their property value will go down.
Yeah, but look, let's look at history here, right? These affluent, settled people, okay, they went into the travelling community a few decades ago, right? And they just took traveller children, right? And they stuck them in care homes. And they were abused. And they were abused. And they were abused. And they were abused. And a lot of them turned to alcohol and vagrant behaviour. Now, there wasn't a big alcohol problem in the traveller community before this. So whether people want to accept this or not, we're all one here. We all have to accept our part in things. And
I'm not disagreeing with that. You know, we all have to play our part in society. And, you know, Margaret is a traveller and she's a certain way of life. She has a culture. I accept that. But we have to, there has to be a happy place in the middle where we all accept there's rules to society and in the way we behave in society and the way we act in society.
Absolutely. I have no problem with that. And there are travellers out there that I wouldn't trust. And that's just the way it is.
Well, as members of the cell community, I wouldn't trust too, I'll be honest with you. But I understand the point you're making.
But there's an imbalance here in the level of responsibility that the so-called settled, affluent settled community are willing to take. They don't even acknowledge what they've done to the traveller community. And I know there's probably...
Why is it when every time we do a topic on it, you hear a hotel owner say, "I wouldn't allow a wedding or traveller wedding in my hotel or traveller baptism or birthday," whatever it is. As soon as I find out it's a traveller, I'll cancel it. Do you think hotels and places like that are turning down business for no reason at all?
No.
They've had bad experiences, obviously.
I'm not naive, yeah, but as you say, there has to be, on both sides, there has to be a level of understanding here. Like, hoteliers and this kind of thing, they have a right to do that if there's been trouble, if there's been a pattern of trouble before, and the travellers have to be told, listen, you need to act a certain way in a civilised society. But this whole thing of people talking about...
Of generalising, I understand, is wrong. And I'm going to get to that. And somebody mentions here in one of our texts, "I'm a traveller and I'm at work. I can't come on the phone because my employees don't know my background, which if they did, they'd look at me differently. I grew up in London and blacks, Polish, Romanians and foreigners get more respect than the travellers in this country. The Irish should be ashamed of themselves. After all, we are Irish. 99% of the nation are a load of discriminating fools," and that, including yourself now. What? I'm only reading out the stats from the screen. I didn't say I'd object. I'm just telling you, 92% of people who texted to the station to say, when I asked the question, "Would you object?" said they would. I'm only telling you what they're saying. Don't be shooting the messenger there, mister. All right, let me just go. Stay there, please, Margaret, if you can. I want to go to Donal as well. Donal, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Donal?
How you doing? Well, first of all, you owe me 50 euros.
What's the 50 euro about?
Yeah, I told you that Theresa May will be gone, Boris Johnson will be the next Prime Minister.
And did I deny that?
No, you said you didn't think he would become Prime Minister. And I also said... And
I don't remember saying that. I always thought that Boris would have got it, but how and ever gone?
But I have another prediction is that there will be a general election.
No, okay. But then you're not winning your 50 yet, then.
Okay, and Conservative Party will lose seats to the Brexit Party. The Labour Party will be decimated.
No, I said to Helena and our bet 50 quid at the time when we spoke to you about it was that I said that there would be a no-deal Brexit and there would be border in Uri again.
Well, there would be no border because the only border that was ever in Ireland was a military border.
Okay, wait and see. When we talk about it again, Donald, I don't have the time. Let me get back to travellers. You've heard Margaret a few minutes ago, member of the travelling community, you know, and she said, you know, the cell community don't all get tarred with the same brush if there's a fight in a nightclub, for example, or whatever it is, but yet we tar all the traveller community because of a few bad apples.
The traveller community are like a lot of other communities in this country. They want to be treated the same as everyone else. Yet they want to be treated different with this ethnic thing that have going on. It's a joke. It's an absolute disgrace.
What part is a disgrace?
The whole thing. They're Irish. They should be treated no better and certainly no worse than anybody else in this country. And that's all Peter Casey's ever said. Treat everybody the same. But when you put up your hand and say, "Oh, I want to be treated different because I'm a traveller and I have culture," and you're dead right, why should I pay for their culture?
Because now they're officially an ethnic minority.
Yeah, but that's a joke. That's an absolute joke. That's what it never came. That came from Europe, of course. Like, so the houses in Turin, I've seen these houses. They're beautiful houses. Not only will they not move into them, nobody else will be allowed to move into them.
Well, Peter Casey was trying to buy them there last week. Yeah.
Now, the majority of travellers in this country do not work and do not have
children. Well, over 80% are unemployed.
Yeah, are unemployed.
But the argument from the travelling community is that it's difficult for them to get a job when people discriminate against them.
But I'm sick to the teeth of hearing this discrimination. Look at their weddings. Look at their funerals. The wealth is unreal.
Sorry?
I didn't say it was Ollie. I never said it was Ollie. I didn't say it was all. You have to listen to what I'm saying. I never said all. I said the majority of travellers do not work. That's a fact. So you pay no, the majority of travellers pay no tax to this country whatsoever. Yet a person like me that's going to work is told, I have to pay for your culture. That is a joke.
Okay, well, let Margaret respond to that. Margaret, he's saying that the majority of travellers don't work, which is a statement of fact, by the way. Over 80% are unemployed.
Maybe if they have to get education now. Maybe because the system fails us a lot.
Well, the system fails. The system fails. Listen, yeah, you don't want to join the system.
Excuse me, it did.
But Margaret, it's also still a fact that many travellers take their children out of education at a young age.
It doesn't matter what way that you look at it, up or down.
Can we address that first, okay? If young travellers, you know, who are now growing up in Ireland, are to live in a fair workplace where they can get a job and you know, have a good opportunity to get a job, like everybody else, they'll have to get educated. They'll have to go to college. Yeah, they'll have to go to college. You know, otherwise they won't be able to compete. Now, it's still a problem in the travelling community that travellers will take their children out of school before they even get to their leaving cert. That's still a problem. So why is that still happening?
No, not all of them. No,
I'm sick to the teeth of not all of them. The majority of them. The majority of them. The majority of them.
It is the majority.
You want to learn, you want to read, and you want to accept facts. The facts are that the travelling community want to be treated different, yet they want, but not only different, they want to be treated better than the rest of us. They want everything for nothing and more for nothing.
His name is Dolan. Dolan, you're very small-minded, Dolan.
I'm not small-minded. You are. I have an opinion.
Okay, well, let her respond to you, Donald. Go ahead, Mark.
Very, very small-minded, so you are.
And why?
He thinks he knows everything, so he does. You don't know everything, so you don't.
No, but I think the point he's making, Margaret, is, you know, that travellers will say, we have a culture. Grand, you have a culture. But Donald wants to know, as a taxpayer, why do you want me to pay for your culture?
For our culture.
Well, travellers ask us to pay for it because most of them don't work and pay taxes. The majority are not working. So the state has to pay. The state has to get the money from somewhere, so it gets from taxpayers. And the travellers, from what we see at the moment, when accommodation comes along, they're turning it down unless we pay for the culture, which is i.e. stables for the horses and all sorts of carry-on. That's, by the way, Thurles is not the first time that's happened. So
there is plenty of travellers that get up in the morning and they go to work, so they do, and they pay their taxes like anybody else.
Well, that's not a statement of fact. There are plenty, but it's not the majority, Margaret. The majority are unemployed.
But let
me give an example. 6% of the settled community or the general population are unemployed. 6%. Over 80% of the travelling community are unemployed.
And why is that now?
Well, I'll grant you that, Margaret. There's many reasons for that. Education is one. Discrimination may be another. But the other is that a lot of travellers are working, but they're working outside the tax net.
Did you ever ask yourself why?
But why do you think, Margaret?
Education. Education.
Okay, hang on, Donald. Okay, so what's the problem in education? When we have schools all over the country, we have the same opportunities for all students to go to primary, secondary. There's grants available for travellers and for settled people to go to college if they want to. What's the problem? Why don't travellers get the same education?
It's available now.
Sorry?
What grants?
Well, anybody who wants to go to college can go to college.
Oh, Yes, of course. Of course, there's plenty of travellers that go to college.
Okay. Well, we had three of them on the Late Late Show celebrating last year because they went to college, so it must have been a reasonably big deal. So the point I'm asking you is, why do you think travellers don't finish their education?
Why? Mm. Why do you think that they don't finish their education?
A lot of travellers.
They're not treated fairly in society.
That's not an answer, Margaret.
It is an answer, Niall.
Can I ask Margaret something there?
Yeah, go ahead.
I left school at 14 years of age, and a lot of people like me left at that age. I've worked all my life. I've paid my taxes. The reason travellers don't go to work is because they get cash in hand, and that's the way they deal
their
business. The majority of them deal cash in hand. Cash in hand. That's the whole thing. You're on the radio here, and you're expecting everybody, I'm feeling sorry. I'm not going to apologise.
Act
the same as everyone else.
Well, Donal, will you accept that travellers are being discriminated against, are being marginalised? There is a form of racism against them, that people look at them differently. If a traveller comes in for a job and a settled person comes in, most likely the settled person is going to get the job, even if the traveller is educated. Will you accept that?
I do, and they're not to blame on it themselves.
But that's not the young traveller. But that's not the young traveller's fault who's sitting there in the interview.
No.
I mean, what Mikey did down in Galway or in Cork, you know, when he, took a meat hook out to somebody, is not Johnny's fault in Dublin when he's going for a job and he just happens to be a traveller as well. That's like saying, you know, there's one of the Kinahans was shot or one of the Hutches were shot. Sure, I'm going to blame you for that, Donal, and I'll treat everybody in Cork and in Galway and Dublin the same.
And they're scum as well. And what needs to happen, especially all these drug dealers and the Kinahans and all the rest of the scum and the travellers is if you have money, you should explain where you got it from. If you can't explain where you got it from, take it off you. And then if you start doing that, these people would go out to work.
Well, in fairness to Garda Síochána, you know, although they've been criticised, they are going into halting sites. They are taking money that's unexplained and drugs and goods that have been stolen. And we've seen that recently, although there's been complaints from Garda Síochána in relation to it. But they are doing it.
Why is your complaint going in?
Because they're saying the Gardaí are unfairly targeting travellers.
Yes, exactly. Niall, if you want to be treated the same as everyone else, you have to be the same as everyone else. But if you say, I want to be treated different, I'm a separate group, I have a separate culture, and if you want to be treated different, then you're going to be treated
Okay, well, let me ask the original question that I asked. You heard in the news the problem building traveller accommodation at the moment, that everywhere they go to try and build it, there's objections. Would you object?
Of course he'd object.
Of course I would like that.
Yeah, because you're a small-minded man.
No, I'm not a small-minded man. I have a different opinion. I have a different opinion than you. That's what this show... So if I don't agree with you, I'm wrong.
You're a small-minded man. Go get a life.
I have a life. And my life includes going to work, rearing my children and paying taxes.
That's my life. We don't go to work now, really. Do we not go to work? No.
The majority. The facts are there, but you don't want to hear the facts.
Say that that's the majority.
Yeah. Okay,
of course you are.
So I'm a liar. Am I a liar?
You're a liar.
No, actually.
You're a liar.
You're an idiot.
Really small-minded. You're an extremely small-minded man, so you are.
Well, I mean, in fairness, Margaret, you know, there's all of us shouting at each other is probably not going to solve the problem, but in saying that, he does have a point. In relation to employment, he does have a point in relation to paying taxes, and people obviously begrudge that. And that is something that I find that, you know, I'm all in favour of treating people equally, and everybody in society should be treated
equally.
Absolutely. But the problem is, and Donal has correctly pointed out, that sometimes there's more than equality looked for. Some people are looking for special privilege. And to be treated equally in society, you must act equally in society. I'm not saying the majority of people don't who are from the travelling community, but many don't.
Well, sure, so we do. We do have our own language and things like that.
How many? I have very rarely ever heard travellers speaking cant.
Well, I speak it on a daily basis.
But I very rarely ever heard it.
Well, I speak it on a daily basis.
Yeah, there's a lot of Irish people speak Irish, but I very rarely hear that too. So I'm just, I understand you have a culture, and I do understand that. I don't know if I necessarily always agreed with the idea of being an ethnic minority, because as far as I'm concerned, you're Irish. And you're exactly the same as everybody else in this country. And you should be treated exactly the same way.
You can't change who you are now.
Nobody's asking you to change who you are.
You can't change who you are, like.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to Mary as well. Mary, you're on Classic Kids. Yes. How you doing, Mary?
There is good and bad.
Oh, yes, that's good.
Yeah, there's good.
There is good and bad in everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so Mary, sorry, go ahead.
I just texted in because we are trying to organise something ourselves in where I live, which I won't say for obvious reasons. And they want to build, well, there's a halting site near us already, and there has been serious problems with rubbish dumping and things like that, and fires, and then people threatening us and throwing stuff at our houses and attacking our houses and threatening us as well with violence. And that's why we want to object to an expansion of a site near us.
And when you say rubbish and fires, is it a case that the council is not coming to pick up the rubbish, or is the rubbish being extended further than that? Is it being thrown around the place, or, you know?
Well, from what I understand, it's members of the travelling community were going around with vans and 45 quid to fill the van kind of a thing.
And they're just dumping it.
Illegally dumping and then burning it. Yeah.
Hmm. Obviously, that this is the way members of the travelling community make money, because they do odd jobs and do stuff like that. And I do understand that somebody had this and make money
the
somehow.
Thing is, like, yeah, but they should have permits just like everyone else is subject to the laws.
Mm-hmm.
They should not be exempt from the laws.
And they want to extend the halting site near you, but you believe there's already a problem with that halting site, so you're objecting to it being extended. You object to it being there in the first place, anyway.
Well, I don't mind if it's a small enough group. It was built for a certain number of people and things were okay, and then more and more people started coming in, and now it's four or five times the amount of people that should be there.
And why? And who's threatening you?
The people living there.
And when you say they're threatening you for what or for what reason?
They're trying to intimidate us by running horses up by our houses, like right next to our houses. They're getting their kids to throw eggs at the house. I've personally seen this myself, so I know it's true.
And did you report it to the Gardaí?
Yes.
Yeah, and did the Gardaí do anything about it for you?
No.
They didn't? And why didn't they do anything then about it?
I have no idea. I don't know why they want
to. There's law in the country, if somebody comes to your door and starts throwing things at your door, you call the guards, so you do.
Yeah, no, we tried that.
The guards have to do their job, so you're basically saying then the guards isn't doing their job then.
Well, in this case, yeah, they haven't. And there's been several people have had things thrown at their houses. And
why don't you just get together and go down to the Garda station and say, well, look, if there is criminality happening or antisocial behaviour happening, we want you to do something about it.
Exactly, yeah.
We've tried all that.
I'll answer that question.
Yes, sir. Well, go ahead, Donald.
I'll tell you why these people won't go down to the guards. Because that's the way these travelling people, this lady, are walking. They'll do anything. They'll burn you inside in your house. That's why.
I don't believe that. They would.
I've
never heard of anybody doing that. I mean, Donald, you're taking it to the extreme now. People do get involved in antisocial behaviour. I understand that from settling and travelling communities.
Niall, tell the truth. If somebody got one of these houses in Thurles as well, they'd be burned out of the house as well.
Well, that's I don't know that. It hasn't happened. You're preempting something that hasn't happened. I know there have been threats, and I know there have been suggestions that nobody should move into those houses because the travellers want them, but they want them on their terms.
Family. A person has to protect their family, so when you're being threatened, what are you going to do? You can't rely on the guards if you're going to be threatened.
Why can't you rely on the guards?
What about when drug dealers threaten families for payment to not go to the guards? Because you're not going to be protected.
Excuse me, the guards are doing their job.
No, they're not.
I mean, with the greatest respect, Mary is kind of living proof that the guards in her area clearly are not doing their job if they're not protecting the local residents. And if the individuals who are from that particular halting site are misbehaving, they should be, you know, sorted out by the guards. It should be. But this is part of the problem. All travellers are not bad people, and nobody's saying that, Margaret. But when you've got a problem in a community where, you know, people are running horses up and down beside somebody's garden, there's been rubbish dumped on a regular basis, and, you know, you can't ignore, Margaret, all the stories. You just can't ignore them all. Because it is a problem that, you know, in Halton sites, there's a problem with rubbish. There's a problem, obviously, with sewage. There's a problem with people setting fires and burning rubbish and all these kind of things. And I understand that may be part of the inverted commas culture, but that culture doesn't fit in with society.
Why don't they get proper accommodation?
Who?
Accommodation. Why don't they give them proper accommodation? Maybe they don't. Then if they don't want, if whatever problem that they're having down in Tipperary, why doesn't the council pull a meeting with the travelling community? And
they've tried it already. The travelling community want them to give them fields and stables for their horses.
Fields? Understand. If there's a group of travellers who want to live somewhere, why can't they just box in together and save and
box
get some money
together.
And
what
buy the land?
What does that mean?
Buy the land. She's saying, why can't they clubs? Why can't they? She's saying, Margaret, why can't the travellers themselves club together and buy the land themselves?
Sure, maybe they could, now.
Yeah, sorry, Michael, you're trying to say something there. Sorry, I apologise.
Yeah, I mean, why don't the council provide a bin service for the Halton site so they wouldn't be born in rubbish? Yeah. And also...
Well, everybody, with the greatest respect, Michael, everybody has to pay for their bins.
Yeah, exactly. The travellers pay for the bins. What's wrong with the travellers paying for their bins? Providing a service that they pay for, what's wrong with that?
Well, because I don't believe they do have to pay for it.
Well, has a service been provided?
I don't know, I had one guy on before telling me they did and somebody else telling me they didn't.
Take you up on that one.
Okay, well, do you have to pay?
Of course you have to pay for your bin.
On a halting site? On a halting site?
Yes, it doesn't matter if you're in a halting site or what you're in. You have to pay for your bin. Travellers do not get their bins for free.
Okay, can we get to the bottom of this problem that Mary has pointed out about the rubbish? Why is it happening?
Get that out of the problem. Travellers do not have to pay for.
Well, you corrected it now, Margaret. All right.
Oh my God.
Okay. So why is it happening? Why is the rubbish being thrown around as Mary has suggested? Then, if indeed travellers are paying for their bins to be collected,
do they have bins?
Do they have bins?
Do they? That lady. Sorry, what's your name?
Mary.
Do they have bins, Mary?
To be honest, I don't know for sure, but I do know that they are going around with fans and people are giving them 45 quid, and that's the settled community doing that, and they're wrong to do that too.
But the settled community then shouldn't be doing that either.
Well, that's a good point. People should know better than to be giving them rubbish when you know they're going to dump it illegally in the first place. Listen, I'm not running out of time. Margaret, I appreciate you coming on the air. And Michael and Donald and Mary. And Mary, I hope you get that problem sorted out. Council do provide bins to somebody else. Hi, Niall. I hate saying this, but if the council applied for planning permission in my area, travellers' accommodation, to be built, there wouldn't be one person that wouldn't object. I live 2 minutes away from a graveyard, and that young man caused havoc at the blessing of the graves on Sunday. This is obviously up in the dock. It was absolutely terrifying. It just goes to show the recklessness of a small minority of this group of people ruin their reputation. Another person says, Margaret's attitude just sums up the whole thing perfectly. Well, I didn't think Margaret was just defending the travelling community, as she rightly was, because she is a member of it. The issue of the lawbreakers, as per your caller, is caused by the travellers where she lives. They are the cause. Okay, so in other words, don't blame all travellers, just the ones where she lives.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.